Thank you and good afternoon. A 58-year-old man was arrested on drug charges after Drug Task Force agents served a search warrant at a residence on Greta Lane in Bryceland on Friday night. During the search, agents confiscated more than 140 grams of heroin, 200 grams of meth, more than 360 grams of butane honey oil, and discovered a hash lab operation, along with $4,100 in cash. Carl Hochstadt was arrested for possession of a controlled substance for sale, as well as operating a chemical extraction lab. Four suspects remain at large following an armed robbery at a residence on Boyer Avenue in McKinleyville on Friday morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to the residence around 7 o'clock, and the male victim told law enforcement that he was asleep when he heard a noise in the living room. He went to the room only to be confronted by four white male suspects who were all armed with handguns. The suspects made the victim lie on the ground at gunpoint and they stole credit cards as well as the victim's cell phone, and they fled the scene. Deputies were unable to locate the suspects in the immediate area, and they remain at large. 50-year-old Patrick Harris was medically cleared from the hospital on Saturday, and he has been booked into Humboldt County Jail on an attempted homicide charge. The charge stemmed from an attack last Tuesday at a BLM campground in Petrolia, where Harris tried to choke a woman with a piece of rebar. The attack was halted when a man shot Harris in the leg in defense of the woman, and he was held down by multiple witnesses until Humboldt deputies arrived on scene. Harris was arrested and had been in the hospital recovering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, and he was released on Saturday and subsequently booked into jail. In June, the Arcata Police Department became the first law enforcement agency in Humboldt County to have their personnel carry and administer Narcan, a life-saving nasal spray used to reverse opioid overdoses. And on Sunday, the police department recorded their first use of the medication. Police responded to a residence on South G Street around 5:30 on Sunday afternoon on a report that a 29-year-old male displayed symptoms of a heroin overdose. CPR was initiated and officers administered a dosage of the nasal spray. They were able to revive the patient prior to medical staff arriving on scene, and he was taken to Mad River Hospital, where he was stabilized. The Fortuna Police Department is searching for a male suspect who robbed the Redwood Capital Bank branch in Fortuna at close to closing time on Friday. The suspect entered the store around 5 o'clock drawing his handgun at the teller, and he fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. He remains at large, however, the police department has released still photos of the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The sheriff's office is searching for at least two male suspects involved in an armed robbery in Willow Creek Friday morning that left the victim in the hospital with a gunshot wound. The robbery occurred just off of Sabretooth Road when two to three men had just robbed a man at gunpoint and stole his yellow pickup truck, and at some point during the robbery, the victim had been shot. Detectives have opened an investigation, however, no suspects have been identified. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn our attention to a troubled section of Highway 101 built on shifting ground about 12 miles south of Crescent City, the last chance grade. You can't get there from here is a phrase that at times during heavy weather events actually applies to our rural region. We've seen highways closed in every direction of the compass during winter storms and where one major rock slide or earthquake from being cut off, or one major road failure. If the last chance grade fails, it cuts off Humboldt County from Delnor County to the north, and that means all the trucking and transportation between the two counties will be severely impacted, particularly because there are no STAA trucking restrictions on the route. There are restrictions on Highways 299 and 199, and the closure of Highway 101 12 miles south of Crescent City would mean detours of hundreds of miles just to truck in basic supplies. The costs to reroute the roadway are steep, but they pale in comparison to the negative impact to businesses and the economic loss of our communities should the last chance grade slip out. The city of Eureka has issued a list of candidates who have qualified to run for city council seats in November. Heidi Messner will run for the Ward 2 seat unopposed, after Chet Albin and Matthew Owen both decided to drop out. In the 4th Ward seat, which was vacated by Melinda Cherubellini, who announced last week that she wouldn't seek re-election, John Fullerton will face off against Alan McCluskey. Anyone interested in running for the 4th Ward seat has until Wednesday to have their candidacy qualified. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.